And now, I'd like to show my love by making for you a Quebec pizza.
What's that?
Pop-Tart with the ketchup. She's good.
Daniel Palmer, San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Ba-la-la-la-la.
It's showtime.
This is Old School at the Movies, episode 110 for February 5th, 2015. Old School at the Movies is brought to you by the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Check out some great shows like Trending Mobile Technology, NFL Easy Picks, and Cerebral Satire. Welcome back to Old School at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news. I'm your host, Mr. Old School. Before you get to the panel this week, let's get into the contact information. OldSchoolMovies.net is the site where you can listen, download, and subscribe to the podcast. If you want to get in touch with us directly, don't be shy. OldSchoolMovies2@gmail.com. You can tweet us at OldMovies.net. That's OldMovies, D-O-T-net, hashtag O-S-A-T-M. Big panel this week. Let's get started with our Iron Man episode, 79 heavy set?
I'm lost. I just know I'm always here. I'm Mr. Dependable.
Hashtag he never satire. Leaves.
Fuck is that? Is that Devil Vamp?
I am here, bitches. Yeah.
I'm convinced that your alter ego is Kebo Trek, because whenever you're on, he's not on, and whenever he's not on, you're on.
That could be true.
We have Carb.
Yeah, it might be that whole twin personality thing, maybe.
I do have a twin.
Maybe it's that.
We have finally got a Brit on the show. We've got Ant the Vigilante.
How you doing, guys? You Canadian freaks.
Canadian fucks.
Representing the queen. Your queen, that is, as well. And you've actually finally got someone that knows about movies on the bloody show.
Cockney fuck.
Fuck off, Chabney.
And I'm afraid I got some bad news. We have Wayne as a baker on.
Yo, I don't know what's happening. I was just on a Skype call and suddenly I'm on a movie podcast.
All three of you guys like, what? I'm on a show, what?
Welcome to the Trending Topics in DSJNP.
Let's get into the news for this week.
I'm Bruce Nolan for Eyewitness News. Back to you, fuckers.
Heavy set, let's start with you. Or not.
No, hold on. I hit the wrong mute button.
Lost him already.
I've already made my appearance on the show. I can call off now. Anyway, no.
What do you got?
Of course, the big news for me, Ghostbusters.
Oh, let me guess. You've got a clip where you don't have to read. You lazy American scum fuck.
I didn't get to watch the clip, so I hope that's a good one and not a piece of shit one.
Hey everybody, Max Scoble here for IGN. Rumors have been flying around for some time about the cast of the next Ghostbusters movie. Nothing's official yet, but today some news surfaced that points to a quartet of well-known comedic actresses who are said to be in negotiations. According to Variety, former and current SNL cast members Kristen Wiig, Kate McKinnon, and Leslie Jones are all in early talks for the film, joined by Melissa McCarthy, who was confirmed to have been in talks earlier this week by director Paul Feig. In addition to this, sources claim Cecily Strong is likely to play a government official similar to William Atherton's role in the first Ghostbusters film. Earlier today, Feig himself tweeted this image of these rumored leads of his. What do you guys think? Feig has said the new movie will pay homage to the original and acknowledge those stories, but that he's trying to steer clear of self-parody and instead is hoping to bring the franchise into the, quote, new generation. For all your movie news, supernatural, spectral, or otherwise, stay tuned to IGN. Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your information needs.
Shut up. Fucking. Thanks for the free article. All right. Heavy, I want to get your thoughts on this before I comment because... You know, I don't want to stereotype Leslie Jones here, but she's a little one-dimensional. And if you see her on SNL, she's kind of like the just fish-out-of-water type minority character. So I think if she kind of plays that same role that a similar-colored actor who played in the original two did, it kind of makes sense. Who would you put for Bill Murray, though? I think it would be Wig, right?
Well, first off, I think Melissa McCarthy will be Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man. That has to be a given. She might be a backup on Slimer, especially in the hot dog eating scene. That's something that she's been training her whole life for.
Talking about this. It's
fucking evil.
I don't know who would be what. I've tried to figure that out myself. I mean, obviously, the black character is going to be the black character. And bottom line, I fucking hate this. And it's not because it's an all-female cast. I remember hearing stories or thoughts of them doing this in the late 90s and try to like basically pass on the franchise to a new group of characters. So obviously, because the big problem was Bill Murray. Go fuck yourself, Bill Murray.
Yeah, he cock-blocked it.
For real. I mean, he'd been cock-blocking it for years. So they've been led with all these fucking problems. Well, they finally got on this. I like the idea of before when they were going to do this, but it was going to be a mixed cast. Why does it have to be an all-female cast? When you do shit like this where it's depending on race or gender, that's when you have a big piece of shit. Honeymooners, anybody? You take the classic of Honeymooners and go, oh, we're going to make it all black cast. That movie fucking...
No, you do it. Make it all gay cast.
Just...
Hey. Honeymooners, but all gay.
Just yes,
W, I love you.
My point is, as Paul Feig,
I'm not done yet.
Oh, he's on a rant. It's Ghostbusters. He's on a rant.
I don't think he had supper.
Yeah. This is Ghostbusters. If you find the article on listenshow.com, friends of the Training Topics Network, Jason Rivera wrote, and I posted it on Facebook, and there's a backlash from some of his comments. But here's how I look at it. And someone tried to say, well, there's going to be a bunch of other quote nerd wet dream movies out there, so why should this matter? Because this is the movie that I care about. This is one of the top franchises in my book. Like I said, I can deal with reboots. I can deal with remakes. I love Scarface. It's one of my top five movies. That's a remake. Ben Affleck is Batman. I love Batman. That's something I can deal with. What Michael Bay did with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, believe it or not, I can live with it. But this...
It was a shitty movie.
You're pissing off the fan base that loves this. You know what that's equivalent to? Star Wars Episode 1 through 3 and how much the hardcore fans absolutely hate it. What are they doing now? They're making 7 through 9 and they are catering to that fan base. They did the same thing with Batman when Joel Schumacher had those piece of shit fucking movies. Fucking Christopher Nolan came out and said, here you go. This is a better Batman. You cater to the fan base. Same thing with comic book movies. They try to cater to the fan base. You're pissing me off.
John?
But that's the thing. But they haven't had something that was complete shit to recover from. So this is going to be the George Clooney Ghostbusters.
I don't know.
And then they're going to say, oh, fuck, we fucked up. And then fucking Bill Murray's going to come back and they're going to do another.
No, fuck that noise. Fuck you, Heavyset. You're the one that fucking sits there and talks about women's wrestling, women's wrestling, women wrestling. Veda Scott is fucking God. Fuck you. A women's Ghostbuster is very fucking viable, especially with Melissa McCarthy in it. She is fucking a funny human being on this planet. She's just because she has a vagina doesn't mean she's not funny.
Cut him off the call.
She has multiple vaginas.
It's talking shit.
She's extremely profitable.
It's good. It's going to be good. You guys haven't even given it a chance.
How do you think it's going to be? This is something that I am hard. This is like my hardcore passion. What's one of your hardcore passions besides atheism and sucking cock?
All right. Can I be the intermediate here?
Throw it to the Brit.
I be the intermediate? Because I agree with actually a little bit of both of you. Heavyset, I do think you've got the blinkers on and maybe you should watch it not as a Ghostbusters film, but maybe as a whole new film. And Devil Vamp, you're talking a little bit of bollocks.
Because you don't like fat chicks, that's why.
No, you know, they could have picked a better female cast, but, you know, I'm looking at it as a completely different entity from what I watched as a kid. It's going to be a whole new franchise to me. It's a complete different take on it. Do I think that Paul Feig obviously has a vagina in some way with all this female casting? Clearly, he obviously does. But, you know, if it's as bad as Bridesmaids, which I think is a terrible movie.
Fucking
oh, wow. You didn't like Bridesmaids.
No, I don't like shitting in a, you know, I can't be doing with that. It was poor
can't
comedy.
Have a vagina for a mouth.
I love diarrhea.
Thank
humor.
You very much. Thank you very much.
You know, if it's going to be that sort of humor, then I'm not going to be interested. But I am going to give it a chance. I'm not going to wear my blinkers it's not Bill Murray. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry, DRG. Did we offend you with our potty humor? I apologize.
You got a really shitty attitude. Wayne, what do you think?
I mean, hold on. I want to jump in here. I'm still going to see it. I love Ghostbusters enough. I named my fucking dog Zool for a reason. I will still watch this. But I am already coming in with... I don't care. I fucking hate this. I fucking hate this mentality.
Yo,
you have to. You have to. You have to. as a fan, you have to impress me. Granted, we still have filming to go, trailer, all that kind of stuff.
Teaser, trailer, then trailer.
There's still that stuff to go is what I'm saying. But right now, it's starting off with a bad foot. If you have a bad, like, for example, when Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was starting to come out, when they said, all right, we're going to get rid of that backstory where they're turtles, we're going to make them aliens. That was the biggest outcry by my fellow Turtles fans. We're like, fuck that. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, not fucking aliens. What did they do? They changed it because of the outcry. Granted, I'm not saying they're going to change the cast, but you're gonna hear something and you're going to react to it. This is my reaction, but I'm still going
to
see it.
So women are aliens to you. Okay, I understand that. That explains a lot. But,
because well, that's exactly what I said.
Yeah. Okay, the TMNT thing. You're shitting on it because it was aliens, right?
No, originally it's not, Michael Bay said it was going to be aliens.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying. But, yes, but okay, they're not just catering the 30-year-olds, man. They're catering the kids, too. Exactly. And a lot of kids who saw it actually liked the fucking movie because they didn't see the movie in the 90s. And have that to fucking go on. They just had the new movie to go on, and that. So you know what? Like,
but they changed that idea. They were no longer from space. They even made fun of it in the movie. Like, they look like aliens. And Megan Fox was like,
no,
that'd be stupid.
That wasn't a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie. That was a fucking Megan Fox movie.
Yeah, it's Megan Fox trying to figure out how to be a reporter.
What I'm trying to say was, don't think of it as your beloved Ghostbusters. Go in there with an open mind about it.
There you go.
Heavy, if you were given the task to reboot this thing and you had the ability to get most of the old cast back, would you absolutely go back to the well, even though they're fucking like 60, 70 years old?
By the way, you're Jesus because you can raise Harold Ramis from the fucking
grave. Yeah, okay, you can do it. You can totally raise people from the dead and fucking everything.
Well, Devil Van Party doesn't believe in me, so I'm pretty much might as well be Jesus.
God.
But you're giving this, say, fucking Faggy says, fuck it, I'm out. Heavyset's got, they're like, I don't know who this guy is, but I'm throwing you the fucking ball. What do you do?
I would bring back the old cast, but as a, not as like, because it almost sounds like this is going to be a reboot. I want this to be, like I was saying earlier, like, okay, we're done. We need to find some new recruits. And you pick up four new recruits. I wouldn't mind if it was a mixed cast. You had some, besides it being white and black being mixed, I'd rather it be one female, three males, or two and two. Something, or three and one. Just something, and the people who would fit that. Right now, with these four females, I'm not even sure if these are the best four females you can find right now.
Do you watch SNL at all?
I am behind this season due to my job, but I've watched it past couple of handful of years.
Okay, because obviously three of these are either former or current SNL people.
Yeah,
Kate McKinnon is really good in terms of actresses.
Kate McKinnon, that's Ellen.
She's the one who does Bieber.
Bieber. Ellen. Yeah, I like her. I'm so on her.
Wig is funny.
She's really
Wig,
funny.
It took Wig a long time to really grow on me. I think it was up until the MacGruber movie.
And Leslie Jones plays that certain type of character. If she can just do the same thing she does on SNL in that kind of fish out of water, and I think it would work too.
This is great for Leslie Jones too, because this is her first major movie ever at the age of 47.
Well, she was in the Chris Rock movie, but I don't know if that's major.
Not major. I'm just saying that. Just give it a chance, Heavy. Why do you have to shit on it before you even start?
Didn't I say I was going to go see it? Isn't that giving it some sort of chance?
You're still shitting on it at the same time.
I'm sure you were hashtag canceled WWE. Guaranteed Heavy was on
fucking
there.
Ghostbuster pussies.
Hashtag cancel Ghostbuster Network.
Hashtag cancel XFL Network.
I'm just waiting for Mrs. Marshmallow Man.
I'm telling you, man. I mean, it's just give it a chance, man.
That's the thing. I'm going to go see it. They're getting my money. That's giving it a chance now, isn't it? Just because I'm not writing its praises doesn't mean I'm not giving it a chance.
If they have approval to call it Ghostbusters, that means there's more than likely is a good possibility it's going to be here's the baton. Carry it on. Part of the movie. There's going to be a part of the movie where they say, here you go, we're too old for this shit. It's probably not going to be Bill Murray in it, but it'll probably be Ray and Winston.
Aykroyd.
Guaranteed Winston's free to do it.
Oh.
Because that's all he does is Ghostbuster convention.
He was on fucking Comic Book Man. I mean, at the end of the day, he's just looking for a payday. Yes, but you're right, Carp. It's going to be Aykroyd and fucking, I forgot his name.
Houston.
Yeah. Ernie Hudson.
Black guy. He's gonna
the Leslie Jones female equivalent.
Thank you very much. He's going to be on there, and they're going to be passing the baton to the ladies. Bill Murray's not going to be in it because evidently he didn't get his Emma Stone. I totally agree with him. Emma Stone, fucking hot. She should be in it, but whatever.
Have you said, can I just ask you one question? Are you actually critical of it at this point, or are you neutral on it at this point in production?
He almost had a seizure, fuck. You think he's neutral?
He fucking did almost have a seizure.
It's not really neutral. It's more or less...
You should be neutral.
I'm one step in the negative from neutral. I'm not hardcore in the negative. It's just saying...
It doesn't sound that way.
This is... Well, because this is my beloved Ghostbusters.
Exactly.
Everybody has that thing. The way I put it is everybody has their holy grail.
Yeah.
Where they don't want people to touch it.
Okay.
This is one of mine. Granted, they're going to touch it. They're going to do whatever. I'm going to be very critical. The first parts of the cast that I've announced, they've only really announced the four characters. I'm not liking it. They're going to keep going. They're going to announce stuff. Stuff's going to come out. I could possibly move into being more neutral, actually being neutral than to being positive.
He's going to be
for right now.
I'm Slimer.
You know what this is? This is Heavyset's rusty wagon wheel. He's not going to give it up.
Oh, my God.
Only in a special occasion.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I'm going to name some.
You listen to fucking Hollywood Babylon, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my God.
Fuck you. I'm going to throw in some female actresses, maybe some replacements. I want to hear a yay or nay. How about Sarah Silverman?
Yay. You obviously hear some satire when me and Devil Vamp went through our female cast for this film. And
are you Sarah fucking serious?
Oh my God,
Sarah
Silverman
was on that on Cerebral Satire about 2 months ago.
Oh my God, I love.
I'm gonna name some other stuff and hopefully I'm not ripping you off again. Amy Schumer?
No, she doesn't have the acting chops.
I disagree with Carp. I love Amy Schumer. I think she has it. She's ready for it. She's ready for something else other than her TV show.
She's got a movie coming out. She apparently has a love scene with John Cena, so I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Please replace me with John Cena. I would fuck the shit out of Amy.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me wrong.
I thought you were going to say you're going to fuck the shit out of John Cena.
I think Schumer's
You can do that as well.
Yeah.
you'd fuck the shit out of Amy Schumer. You'll still come in second place in her book no matter what.
All right. Tina Fey.
Yes.
Again, one we discussed. And
I don't remember that. I think that show never took place. If it wasn't on Trending Topics Network, it never existed.
Tina Fey, I would only like to see Tina Fey as an Egon character. Other than that, no.
I would agree with Heavy on that.
Janine Garofalo.
Only if she was Janine.
Yeah.
Just so the irony.
But now if they're casting an all-female cast, aren't they going to have a Jean instead of a Janine?
That's what I'm thinking.
Janine Garoff, she's really old. Yeah. I used to find her very attractive, but I don't.
She was attractive in the early 90s.
I don't find her attractive.
There's one cameo in this movie that I would love to see, and they will not get it, and that's
Emma Stone.
No. Why can't I think of his fucking name? He retired from Hollywood. Spaceballs.
Rick Moranis.
Little Giants.
Rick Moranis.
Yes.
Yeah.
If they could,
not gonna happen.
I'm not saying it was. I'm just saying that would be a pull.
Heavy said he made $1 billion from Honey, I Shrunk, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he quit because his wife died.
Little shop of horrors.
Yeah, that too.
Last one, Betty White.
No. Only if she blows me first.
If she's a ghost because she's almost there.
Yeah. If she blows.
She's got to sniff coke off a stripper.
If she blows every fucking person that buys a ticket, I'm down.
I would totally take a Betty White blowjob just to put on my bucket list.
Devil Vamp did hit a good mark, and that would be Emma Stone for me. Just get her in the movie.
Absolutely. Yeah. Emma Stone should be the Bill Murray of the fucking show.
Yeah, she could
she
do
should,
it.
She could totally do it. And I would want to fuck her at the same time.
There you go. I would fuck Betty White. Carp, let's get your new story.
Well, there's one of two. It's either talk about all the Super Bowl trailers or... Star Trek 3, casting a possible villain in Bryan Cranston.
Oh, are you fucking serious?
That's the rumor.
Fun fact, up north in Canada, we get like all these fucking jobber commercials.
Yeah, so
we discussed that.
So yeah, that was discussed on NFL Easy Picks that you can find right here on the Trending Topics Network.
Yeah.
I should start listening to some of the shows.
No, you shouldn't, because some of the things that I say to FTW, you might want to like clip and turn into something else.
The commercials during the Super Bowl were very sad. It actually got my brother-in-law, who just had my sister just had my brand new nephew, who's close to a 1 year old now. My brother-in-law was crying at some point during the Super Bowl.
Were there any movies?
There was two.
Then shut the fuck up. Let's go.
was he a Seahawks fan? Bullitch.
Yep. Actually, he was, I think.
Okay, so apparently for the Star Trek thing, Justin Lin is going to direct.
Good.
What happened to
Abrams?
Fucking what's his face? Yeah, this thing he's gone.
Star Wars.
Yes.
Fuck Star Wars.
Fuck you retard.
Fuck you, you fucking retard. What are you, a fucking... I'm a Trekkie,
I'm
bitch.
I'm a Star Wars.
Fuck
guy.
Star Wars, man. Bullshit.
I got a boner right there for some reason. I don't know why.
Okay, Bryan Cranston as a villain? Yeah.
Yes.
Done.
Yes.
And, take my money. Done.
Take my fucking money.
Adding
Simon go
three
ahead.
New major female characters.
What?
Is what they're talking
about. Melissa McCarthy, Leslie Jones,
and Emma
and Kristen Wiig.
Well, no, it's Justin Lin, so he's just going to grab his Fast and Furious cast. So it's going to be Gina Carano, Jordana Brewster, and Michelle Rodriguez, obviously.
I'm down.
Michelle Rodriguez is a hot lesbo.
All fucking
she's a hot fucking
she's
lesbian. Whatever, lesbian.
That's even better, dude. That means you can bring a chick in the bed with you, son. Yeah, all the lay.
Not arguing.
She doesn't get 100% across the board. A lot of people don't like Rodriguez.
Fuck her. Fuck them.
Fuck her and fuck them.
That's right.
Fuck everyone.
So that's pretty much it. What does everybody think is Cranston is the possible villain in Star Trek?
Over.
That's
done. I literally splooged in my fucking chair.
That sounds absolutely amazing. I also heard a rumor that Simon Pegg's going to be involved in the script for this.
Yeah, yes, he's co-writing it with Doug Jones.
Holy shit.
And it's weird, like halfway through the movie, for some reason they do a pub crawl in the 12 different bars. And there's like fucking zombies, like it makes no sense.
It's the best movie ever.
Have you Canadian freaks ever seen Spaced?
Yes.
Spaced.
Sorry, Canadian.
Spaced.
Spaced.
Look it up.
By another name?
Simon Pegg, Spaced. It's his original breakthrough, and that was his sitcom. And everything from Star Trek, Star Wars is in there. It's absolutely amazing. It's a sitcom.
School,
you need to watch
school,
it.
Watch it. Old school, watch it.
Done. On the list.
You know what? Speaking of Fast and Furious 7, do you think Paul Walker could be in the new Ghostbusters movie?
Oh, fucking. You know what? Robin Williams should also be in it, and Owen Hart.
Yeah.
Let's just name every dead person and laugh at them.
And soon to be Whitney Houston's daughter.
Oh, Jesus. Wow.
Done.
Oh, cop. I
clip of the fucking week, son.
Jesus.
That was soon, man. That was really soon. Don't let her 13-year-old body die on you, buddy.
Hey, if it's still warm, I'm good.
Oh, Jesus. Man.
Christ.
New side of cop, this show. Jesus.
At Kill a Carpe Diem on Twitter. All right, anybody else got something they want to discuss before we get to the...
I do. I want to discuss that there's a new Frozen coming out, a short movie.
In hell.
Oh, man. I'm so depressed about this one.
A short movie?
Yeah.
A short. What? I'd seen that they're coming out with that. What movie is it going in front of?
Is it also starring the wickedly talented Adele Dazeem?
Nazim Hakapekian, whatever her name is. But yeah, obviously I've got a 2-year-old daughter, so I'm sick to the fucking death of Frozen.
And you just need to let that go.
Yeah, you need to let it go.
I do need to let it go.
And the past is in the past. Let it go.
I know the whole fucking movie word for word. I don't need another movie to learn word for word. Just
you build a
please. Stadium? Please, Disney, scrap this fucking cash cow, please.
Okay, American on the panel.
Okay.
Fuck the waterboarding. Just play fucking Frozen for these terrorists over and over and over. It's over.
Can I explain how, and I know some of you guys don't know where I work, which is great, because I can't have that out on public. I seriously can't have that on public.
What he works at, this dildo factory, and he's the tester. So what he oh, was I not supposed to say that on the air? That's, can edit that out, right?
We're not supposed to say that. Let me explain this to you.
But you really work with dildos?
No, yeah, he got a job with FTW.
Frozen.
Cock talk.
Yes, Frozen and Cock Talk beat out Barbie this year. The CEO of Mattel was fired because of it. That's how serious this was. Okay, a man who ran a billion-dollar company was fired because the first time in 50 years, 60 years,
more than that,
Barbie was beaten out for another doll. He was fired because of
Barbie fucking job.
Many can be out to Bob
to fucking Frozen. That's how big this Frozen thing is. You guys don't understand. You don't know.
No, I've got a 2-year-old daughter. I fucking understand.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, you know.
Here's the thing about that Frozen shirt, which I double checked. I had seen that they were coming out with it, and I just skimmed through it and looked at some of the skills that they had for it. It's just a short. Disney does this with a lot of stuff, and it's going to be right before Cinderella. Odds are there's going to be no songs. It's just to kind of keep it alive. It's kind of like they've done the same stuff I know with Toy Story and a couple other franchises where before a feature film, they have these kind of shorts.
That's how Toy Story got created, was a short before a movie.
Yeah, it was, But yeah. I just want to say I hope this film doesn't come out in summer.
It'll come out in summer, and then the new Frozen movie that I'm sure they're diligently working
on
just for you, Ant, will come out again in winter.
See, I watch all the Disney movies. I've got Sky movies. I watch them all every day, fucking all day. And I don't think Frozen's that good compared to some of the old classics.
Well, a billion people think you're fucking wrong.
Exactly.
We've said this before on this show. It's the one of that generation.
Yep.
Toy Story was like that for a while. Little Mermaid, Lion King.
101
Jungle Book. Snow White. Yeah, I know what you're saying, but
all right. Anything else before we get into the?
I got some.
We can.
The other guys.
Okay. I talked about this earlier on Twitter. The rating Ryan Reynolds hopes Deadpool gets from the MPAA, and I talked about this with Toons Brian. That language is just language. Nothing is bad and nothing is good. And I wanted to be specific about that. So this is from Cinema Blend. The task of getting the much discussed solo project Marvel's Merc with a Mouth, Deadpool, off the ground has been long and arduous. However, its potential star Ryan Reynolds hopes that there will be a glore, vulgar language infused with possible nudity lace pot of gold at the end of this long development rainbow, namely an R rating from the MPAA. Will the upcoming Deadpool film finally be the rated R comic book movie that breaks through the, I don't know what the fuck that word is, PG-13 wishing studio bigwigs? Will it, guys?
I know what I've got to deal with on fucking cerebral satire, aren't you?
Will Deadpool be rated R? I fucking goddamn hope so.
No, I hope it does, also hope that Ryan Reynolds dies of a terrible disease before he gets to ruin this fucking
movie.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Ryan Reynolds is going to ruin Deadpool? Are you fucking kidding me?
Perfect for Deadpool. He's perfect for that
role. Thank you, old school. He's fucking perfect. You couldn't have fucking, literally genetically cloned someone better than fucking Deadpool.
Do you know how much cock he had to suck with his fucking rom-coms for 10 years to get this role?
Exactly!
Hold on, Devil Fan.
You know how many dildo factories he had to go to?
He went to my dildo factory! Sucked everything off, and then went to fucking Hollywood and said, I sucked a fucking million dildos off to get this role. Please fucking write it for me.
I've got two reasons.
Devil Van's flipping out like Daniel Bryan just got eliminated from the Royal Rumble.
Yes. Go ahead.
I've got two reasons why I hate Ryan Reynolds. Number one, he fucked over Green Lantern. That was a terrible film.
It's not his fault.
It was a terrible film. End of. And number two, my missus wants to fuck him.
My fault.
And your what? Your missus is going to fuck him.
And number two, my missus wants to fuck him.
I know. So all missus.
I immediately hate the guy. I'm sorry.
Underlying issue.
Yeah. I'm sure. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. But I mean, really, old school. Tell me, please. Is this movie has got to be rated R?
My only worry here, and as a fanboy, I absolutely want it rated R. If you watch if you read any of the comics, you play any of the games.
Oh my God, filthy.
Minus the language and the violence, like forget it. It's going to be so too toned down. And the people who are going to want this to watch this movie are the hardcore fans.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, this is not a kid movie.
No. How did the Doom movie go?
Doom?
Well, The Rock was in it. If The Rock was fucking... If The Rock was starring in this instead of Ryan Reynolds, how well do you think this is
going to go? We're
going
to compare Doom to a fucking Deadpool movie? Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm just saying, how did the Doom movie go?
I fucking hate you.
That's, you're just saying any random movie. You'd be like, how did fucking Geely go? Fuck Geely.
How did Zach,
fuck
how
The
did,
Rock, man. It's not the same shit.
How did Zach
I'm just saying that it had their own sort of niche fans, didn't it?
Have you seen the Deathpool test footage? It's got over 1 million views on YouTube.
The test footage looks really good.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
I have no idea about this current director. From what I heard, the Saska sisters, the two chicks who did See No Evil 2 and a bunch of other like horror movies, they were rallying for Deadpool, and the gore that they do would be perfect for an actual, like, if they were to hire these chicks, but they're hiring this Tim Miller guy who's only done two short films and a bunch of visual effects stuff. So they got to find a better directing team or producing team or something. And if it's anywhere near the level of action violence that Punisher Warzone was, I'm sold. So
this is, to me, for Ryan Reynolds, this is going to be Ben Affleck's Argo. It's going to fucking bring him back to the fucking stratosphere if they do it properly. The only issue is box office. We've seen a lot of rated R movies not do as well. I'm just praying to God that the studios do the right thing in this case.
But if you okay.
You know what else? You know, going back with Del Vanson, you know what else also has 1 million views? Two Girls, One Cup. Just saying.
Yeah, I know that. I'm just saying, look, if you take the demographic, okay, rated R, you take the demographic, there's a lot of comic book movies that a lot of guys will not go see because they're family friendly, but they will go see Deathpool by themselves or with their dates.
So do you see this as a sort of Watchmen style?
No, it's not going to be Watchmen style. It's going to be Deathpool style, which is going to be the comic book style.
No, I mean the intensity of like the violence, etc.
Oh, it has to be even more than that.
Yeah, it's going
to
be way more than that, actually. Deathpool, I think Watchmen was only rated PG-13, right? Yeah.
No, it was R because it had nudity. Well, it was R in America because of nudity.
It was 15. It was 15 here. So.
Yeah, in Quebec, it was like eight.
Yeah, bring your children. We'll show you some.
Yeah,
there's a need for a rescue mission. When the world is threatened, when the world needs help, it calls on America. So I know who's ass to kick.
Goddamn right.
Was that the clip you're supposed to play for me?
Yeah, I forgot. So, sorry. We're going to throw it in there.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I know. Fuck it. All right, let's. We done? We get into the box office?
Yeah.
Movie reviews first now.
Oh, yeah. Let's get into the movie reviews of the week. Who has seen American Sniper?
I just want to say Wayne hasn't said anything so far in the podcast.
I thought he was on mute the entire time.
I still don't know why I'm on here.
That's why.
Wayne, practice reading emails and we'll come back to you.
All right, Carp, let's get your review of American Sniper.
I was very impressed. It's a little America propaganda-y at some points, but that's to be seen. Bradley Cooper did a really good role as Chris Kyle. Sienna Miller did a pretty good job as the wife. The action scenes were really well done as well. If you want to see a better version of Zero Dark Thirty, I guess, go check this out. The only thing I found weird was, for some reason, at one point when Bradley Cooper's holding one of his babies, you could tell it's like an animatronic doll.
Yeah, yeah. They pointed that out on...
Oh, that'd be freaky.
Which, yeah.
They couldn't just hire a baby?
Well, apparently, from what I heard, the babies they hired wouldn't, like, cry when they needed them to. I'm like, well, they need
just fucking poke them with something.
Yeah, kick them in the eight. Yeah.
They pointed that out at Hollywood Babylon, where he actually had to move the fake baby's arm. It was like a Toys R Us baby's arm. It was like a really, really fake baby's arm, where he actually had to move. Yeah, it was really sad.
Kind of weird. Kind of unexpected.
$200 million movie, and they fucking had...
$3 baby.
They got an animatronic baby that belongs in a horror flick.
It's not even animatronic. It's just like a plastic baby that they just...
That was kind of weird, but everything else about it was really good. Like Seth Rogen said, it was a little America propaganda-y, and it felt at points like the sniper video in Inglourious Bastards. So
look, Gila Tarp, if you're talking shit,
definitely,
America. Okay,
as a American Canadian, I suggest checking out American Sniper.
And how we kill them there darkies, all right?
Guns, grits, and gravy, baby. Guns, grits, and gravy.
Goddamn right, gods get you.
If there's a need for a rescue mission, when the world is threatened, when the world needs help, it calls on America. So I know who's asked to kick.
Here's my review as the American, the true American on this podcast right now. I ain't seen the movie, but I know what it's all about.
You shut up. You're a real American. You shut up.
Hey, you shut up. You ain't a real American. You don't know about killing them darkies all far away. Like
Oh my God.
Y'all don't know what that shit's all about. Fuck you.
I'm in Texas right now, so I could just kill you and ask questions later like we do down here.
No, that's Florida. That's where I live is Florida. Where I can kill whatever
that
I want.
That would explain a lot, right?
My yard. God damn right. That's my God-given right.
Are you going to shut the fuck up at some point? Your country's 300 years old. Fuck off.
Fuck off.
It's 200, get it right.
It's 200, by the way, yeah. As I was saying,
you're 1776, isn't it?
Yeah, we haven't reached 300. We're not even sure about...
We don't know. What the fuck are you asking us?
Yeah, history.
I'm guessing the foreign numbers aren't very strong with this movie.
I don't know, but...
Made about $8 in Japan.
But it's $200 million strong in America.
But I'll tell you what, as a Brit from Britain... It's doing very well over here. Doing very, very well over here. It is number one in the UK box office at the moment.
Yeah. Is it true that Brits like the Southern accent? They have like a fetish with it.
They do.
I don't like the Southern accent personally. It depends what Southern you're talking about.
Right.
The only time he blows me is when I say a Southern accent is all I'm saying. I think that states that.
So if I use a Southern accent on Claire, that's going to work.
Oh, absolutely, that will work.
Yeah, but Wayne, you got to think that Wayne is from Hick, England.
That's true, Wayne. So
a Southern accent will definitely work on him.
I don't know what to say. I'm still bewildered by this show.
Love it. I just cue to Wayne like every 8 minutes, and he's going to say he has no idea why he's on the show.
Now my wife's on it as well, and I...
That's fantastic.
But yeah, Sniper's doing very well in Britain.
Awesome. All right. Anything else? I've seen Mordecai. I know.
Oh, really? Is he that bad in that film as he is in the last 10 films he's been in?
Let's just say that the first 30 minutes were all mustache puns.
Oh, God.
And I'm like literally not exaggerating. 30 fucking, like, you figure, oh, they're still going there? They're still, like, are they fucking with us? Are they literally... fucking me in the ass right now. I had to check.
Hey, didn't nemesis of Mr. Vamps convince you to go see that film?
Okay, here's the thing. It's one of those, and I'm sure we've all been there. You're out to dinner, and they're just like, I'm going in the movie. You want to come? Like this, you know it's going to suck. But for whatever reason, you still fucking go,
yep.
And it sucks, and you know it's going to suck, and it sucks.
So what you're saying is it sucked.
Have you ever seen The Master of Disguise with Dana Carvey?
That's a cinematic classic.
Okay, take that. Put Pirates of the Caribbean Johnny Depp in. And then defecate on the film reel, and there you've got Mordecai.
I'm sorry, you don't even have to throw Johnny Depp in there, who we spoke earlier, me and Vamp, I absolutely detest the guy as an actor, but... If you've also got Gwyneth Paltrow and Ewan McGregor in the damn film, it's not going to be a good film.
Officially old now. Like, I don't mean to shit on her, but I don't know what happened between Iron Man 1, 2, and 3 and this movie. If they forgot to put a real face on or something. But I just, wow,
You can tell in 3, though, she was getting a little old.
I find her very attractive in 3. I don't know why I do, but...
Watch this movie, because you're going to be like, what the fuck happened to you, man?
Man.
The guy from that band stopped fucking them. from.
Yeah, but that's what. Yeah, the exactly. Cold.
That's it. The cold play.
Stopped, yeah, she stopped keeping herself relevant.
She stopped getting all yellow.
stop naming your child after a fruit.
She went.
Yeah, what the fuck's with that,
dude? There's many videos of her going fucking nuts, like picking her child up from fucking school and then driving in front of like six buses while she's fucking crazy. She is nuts. She is literally crazy. And Chris was like, I'm out. I'm done. I'm out.
I was just really surprised that when this film came out, it weren't directed by fucking Tim Burton, because it seems it had Johnny Depp in it.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, it was wow. Okay, let's just move on. Who's seen Imitation Game?
I wanted to, but you went without me, you bastard.
Well, hold on. You couldn't go Friday, and I was going Friday.
The one Friday I'm busy. Oh, I'm going to see the movie.
You don't. Now, what are you doing? You just fucking jack off dudes on Friday. You told me that already.
I take care of your mother on Fridays.
And I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Well, is that the one with Cumberbatch in?
Yep.
Okay.
He was fucking great in this. This really surprised me.
A lot of the critics have been raving about his performance in it.
Yeah, I mean, if you know the whole story about, like, in the 30s with Hitler and fucking how he, like, literally saved, I don't know, 14 million lives, apparently. The one interesting part of the movie is I thought it was funny. I don't know if other people thought it was funny. He's working with these guys for, like, 2 or 3 years on this this machine. And he was under another guy. Another guy was his boss. He went to send a letter to Winston Churchill saying these guys are fucking jobbers. I want them out of there. Churchill says, okay, you're the boss. He's working with them for 2 years, talking with them and that. The second he gets the power, he goes to the general. He's like, okay, I have the power now? He's like, yeah. He's like, you fired your shit. Get the fuck out of here. Like, imagine just having a personal relationship for 2 years. You're working your ass off with them trying to stop the Nazis. And within half a second, you fucking just dispose of them like fucking trash.
Fuck so you, that, Ant. You're fired from Cerebral Satire.
Yeah, it's like, fuck you, you piece of shit.
Yeah, good luck with doing it on your own, then, you cunt.
But it just, like, his act, I mean, I've seen him in a lot of stuff. I actually liked his performance as Assange, although the movie was shit. He played Assange really well. So,
I like Cumberbatch. I really do like him. I think he's brilliant in Sherlock. I think he excels in that. Really? He was also, I thought he was great in Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy as well, to be honest. In such an all-star cast, he sort of shone out at me. Him and Tom Hardy, who is my man, love. Yeah, but Bane, but yeah, I have heard about this movie because the guy's from Cambridge, I believe, in this movie, and that's where I'm at. So we've had it in the press here, but I haven't had to watch it yet. But I've heard good things. I've heard good things.
Have we seen anything else this week?
Seen your
nothing,
mom.
Nothing
seen.
New.
So everybody's seen my mom apparently this week. All right, let's get into the weekend box office. Break it down. All right, Wayne, why don't you break down the numbers for this week?
Wow, I'm still getting over the fact that Claire wanted to see Imitation Game, and now I know that he kills himself.
Oh, okay, have you not read a fucking history book, dude? This is not a fictional story here.
Hey, have you listened to Cerebral Satire with
Wayne? Have you seen World War II?
Have you listened to Cerebral Satire with Wayne?
Yeah, that's why I'm throwing it to him. I want to see what happens. If this fucking completely goes into the shitter, go for it. Let's see what happens.
Can't be any worse than Kevbo.
Yeah.
So, Wayne, what would you rank as the top movie of the week?
I don't watch films, and that's why I don't know why I'm on a movie podcast. I was on a bloody Skype call talking about masturbation. Next thing, there's literally a theme music come on, and I'm on a movie podcast.
This is fantastic. It just seems like some kind of weird comedy that you should, the Kevin Smith movie.
Wayne, what was the last movie you've seen?
Fisting Fireman 9.
What, released, or?
Whatever.
Just
whatever.
Anything.
Your home, last movie. Anything. Last movie.
I can't even remember.
Last cinematic release you went to.
Anything, dude?
When's the last time you went to the cinema?
Oh, God.
Have you seen the first Iron Man?
No. I think the last film I saw at the cinema was, talked about it, Ryan Reynolds' Green Lantern.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Wow.
No wonder he's gone back.
He hasn't gone back to a movie.
No, it's another Ryan Reynolds film I was made to sit through, and Betty White, actually. It was that one with Sandra Bullock.
Oh, fuck with Bullock. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, fuck.
Separated
Snow noticed something, weren't
it? Oh, let me look it up. Let me look it up.
That's basically right. She had to marry for
She was Canadian. She had to marry to stay in there.
The proposal.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Evie.
Consult the Book of Knowledge. All right, Carp, why don't you break down the numbers?
Right.
Because Wayne's having trouble reading.
I guess nobody's surprised, which is blown away the numbers. American Sniper, still number one, with another $30.6 million for a total North American gross of $247.7 million.
Have you checked the update? It's down. Worldwide, it's $247 now.
God damn.
Worldwide is
$247.
No, foreign's actually $68.3 at the moment.
No, you are incorrect. Foreign is 68.
Yes, that's what I just said.
That's literally what he just said.
Fantastic. As I'm reading it, I'm like, fuck.
And then surprisingly, Italy is most of that number. It's Italy and then the UK.
They're on the fucking Aztecs power. I don't understand that shit. Fucking bow fucking shit with dark-skinned Italians. But I love running fucking million-dollar bills on my titties.
You know what you do? Devil Man, you know what you got to do? You got to call in next week and review and have the accent. Don't explain why. There's no explanation.
I'm telling you right now, Ant does a much better accent than I do.
Howdy, y'all. Let's fucking move on, Carp. Let's fucking do the box office.
So coming in second place in its debut is Project Almanac, which is a found footage time-traveling flick, which looks terrible, but still pulled in $8.3 million on a budget of $12. In the end, it'll make its money back, no problem.
Did you guys see the other movie of that? What was that, Push? It was Push, right? Yeah.
Push wasn't found footage. It was... Is that the one with Chris Evans?
No, that wasn't the one with Chris Evans. It was you guys know what I'm talking about? Maybe it's not.
I know what you're talking about.
Chronicle. Nope. Yes.
Yeah, yes. I saw Chronicle. I like Chronicle.
I did too, so I figured this one was pretty good too, right?
No. I haven't seen it. It pulled in 8.3. I went almost this afternoon, but I decided I'm fat, so I went to the gym instead.
That's probably a good idea. I'm doing DDP. Okay, so I'm going to the gym.
Third place would be Paddington, the live-action Paddington Bear movie, pulling in 8.2 for its third week for a total of...
Yeah, this has got massive foreign appeal, man.
Dude, huge.
Foreign numbers, yeah. $146 million.
Jesus Christ.
Big in the UK, man, that film, that's big in the UK.
52.5 in the UK.
Carl. It's got like that Bond fucking thing. Well, it's not literally Bond, but it's got that Bond thing where all these British movies do well internationally. But when it comes to the US, it's always
someone. I can't remember who directed that movie. Someone very famous.
Paddington was directed by Paul King.
Who done? He done something incredibly good, and I can't remember what it is.
Old school. You made Carp sound really smart, and I realize he's fucking dumb. He doesn't know who Paul King is.
Paul King Paul done Mighty King. Boosh. He done the Mighty Boosh.
Mighty Boosh.
Yeah, which is Carp, amazing.
What's the budget on that?
Paddington?
It doesn't say.
Yeah, Paddington.
Unfortunately, it's not listed. Let's see what
What kind of breakdown down is there?
Nope, still nothing on IMDb either. No estimated.
What kind of break? If they don't provide us with the numbers, bro, what the fuck you want me to do, man? Call the studio? Fuck? Yes. Like old school at the movies. Like,
you guys were old school.
What the fuck is this guy?
Call up Dimension.
You're supposed to know everything about movies.
I got to drop Heavyset's name to get the real number.
I see it as the budget of $50 million, and it's taken at the moment at the box office $200 million.
What, you put a CGI bear cost $50 fucking million?
Million? Yeah. I'm bear. Like, maybe like a million, two, five, maybe?
The Brits love dropping mad cash on CGI bears.
$50 million on a fucking bear?
Dude, Bond's going to be $300 million. What do you expect? Any British movie is fucking ridiculous.
Man, if we want to figure out the budget of a CGI bear, how much was Ted 1 and how much is Ted 2?
Exactly, sir. Exactly.
The difference because they make money. Dude, this isn't fucking Pooh Bear, motherfucker. They're not looking for realistic bear.
Paddington, in terms of box office, would completely anally rape and splooge all over Pooh Bear's
face.
Fuck you.
Neck and shit.
That should be a movie in itself.
Paddington, UFC.
Paddington's the Hogan, dude. Of bears, it's over.
Pooh Bears versus Pooh Bears, the fucking...
No, there's no way Pooh Bear's fucking anywhere
Pooh Bear
over.
Is motherfucking...
Since 1982, Pooh Bear is no fucking... Like, nobody gives a fuck about Pooh Bear.
Isn't Pooh Bear's colors red and yellow?
Thank you, Andy. I was just going to say that.
Can I just get back to Paddington and say that Jim Broadbent's in Paddington? And Jim Broadbent was in a movie from my friend who's now Oscar nominated. Thank you very much.
No one cares. I will continue to shut up.
No one cares, man.
The question is, did he do a job? Did he do a movie with Scarlett Johansson like our friend Adam Pearson?
Thank you.
No.
It's a guaranteed he tapped that. Guaranteed he tapped that.
Guaranteed?
Really? Who, Pearson?
Yeah, done.
Scarlett Johansson?
Really? Put it in the black book. Done.
Adam Pearson, hashtag OSATM and let us know.
Yeah. Guaranteed he at least got a whiff of that. He smelled her or something. He rubbed something. Something happened on that set, I'm guaranteeing.
Yeah, he probably rubbed one out during her nude scene.
Yeah, exactly. I would totally have done. Imagine how awkward that would be. Like, what's this guy fucking doing? He's busting a nut. He's like, research.
Fuck Kev Bouchard.
There you go. Fuck Kev Bouchard. Card, so, go ahead.
Fourth place, Black or White, is the Kevin Costner racial film.
It sounds racist. Racial as well.
Does it matter if it's black or white?
He is the white grandfather to a black child.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, it pulled in $6.2 million in fourth place on opening Super Bowl weekend, which is pretty terrible. Fifth place is The Boy Next Door, which is J-Lo getting molested by a teenager.
Speaking of Michael Jackson, The Boy Next Door.
Jesus. J-Lo fucking naked. Take a dick.
Oh, she's naked in this?
Supposedly. What's the rating on it, Carp?
It pulled in $6 million. You mean like Rotten Tomatoes? It's probably pretty low.
No. What's the actual rating on it? PG-13?
R. Yeah, she's naked. I'm watching this.
Yeah, you guys see titties on that one.
Done. I know it's 40-year-old titties, but it's still J-Lo's
floppy Latino titties.
Dude, she puts work in there. You're telling me she doesn't throw a bit of fucking silicone in that shit? You know how much money she makes?
Yeah.
Guaranteed silicone in those titties.
Bottom. Bing, bing, and bing, bing to me in old school.
Me love tacos. Tacos are good. In my belly, belly, belly. Me want more.
Nope, she's not naked in it, according to Mr. Skinner.
Fuck this movie. This movie's a piece of shit. Fuck it.
Fuck that goddamn garbage. Movie.
Fuck that shit.
It's a ripoff. I want my money back and I didn't even pay for it.
I didn't even get no free J-Lo titties. Fuck that. I want my money back. Shit.
All you see is
she's like in lingerie.
Fuck that noise.
Fuck lingerie.
Wayne, what do you say about that? Wayne, what do you say about that? Fucking naked J-Lo or not naked J-Lo?
I'll do it.
Words of wisdom for the great Wayne. Carp, go ahead.
Wedding Ringer in sixth place with another $5.6 million for a total of $48.1 million. Kevin Hart is money.
Fuck that.
Seventh place, Imitation Game, $5 million, total of $67 million. Taken 3 is taken 8th place with $3.7 million for a total of $81.4.
It's made like $8 billion in the international box office.
I didn't even see the second one. I skipped it.
$162 million overseas.
Jesus Christ, are you serious?
Dude, the Brits love Neeson. I don't know. I don't get it.
No, we don't.
He's got a big cock.
No, we don't. Neeson. We don't like Neeson.
I thought that means you like Neeson. They're part of you, aren't they?
Yeah, tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
I think it's the same Italians who watched like the brown people get shot fucking love Liam Neeson.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty same thing, right?
I'm not even going there. I'm actually not going there on that
ninth
one.
Ninth place, we have Strange Magic, which is George Lucas's first film after selling Lucasfilms with a total of $3.3 million for a total of $9 million.
You deserve everything you get, George Lucas, you fucking Jar Jar fucker.
Agreed. You can't change history. Fucking deal with it. Stormtrooper's going to hit his head on the ceiling. Fuck off. Who cares?
Suck a dick.
Fucking Lucas.
You guys should give it a chance.
You piece of shit. I literally want to drive down there and punch you in the fucking face.
We gave it a chance and they punched us in the fucking nuts as 13-year-olds is what they did.
Anyway, Kurt, what's number 10?
And then number 10 would be The Loft, which is the American iteration of a previous Belgium film, pulling in $2.7 million on it.
Can I ask a question? Where is The Theory of Everything on the U.S. box office?
It's gone.
Theory of Everything is 18th place, pulling in $983,000.
Literally nothing, which is in the top three in the UK box office.
$51 million, 22 UK.
Yeah.
What did the Loft pull in?
Americans don't like Stephen Hawking. Fuck you.
$2.7 million.
That's it for the debut.
Yep. Super Bowl weekend, man. It's
got a great, well, a cast that I like, so.
I love that cast, too. I wanted to see it, too, because, you know, there's going to be tits in that movie.
Yeah.
Fuck. J-Lo titties?
No, not J-Lo titties.
Probably just Rod and Mitra and
do you want me to just send you a picture of titties? I got your number. They're going to be mine, but hey, they're going to be
titties. Legit. Not legit. I want legit.
I'll send you Dr. Zul titties.
We don't want and the other... The other debut in 15th place is Game of Thrones on IMAX, pulling in $1.4 million for first weekend.
That's not bad. Fuck, so, it's a fucking TV show.
That is fucking amazing. Are you kidding me?
So that done better than the Fury of Everything.
It was $7,000 per theater, dude.
Dude, Carp, that's already been on TV, and they're fucking making $1 million off of it.
On 200 fucking screens, dude.
They just made up. They just paid for the entire fucking next season.
No, it's like $3 million an episode.
Oh, okay.
Still, well, I mean, that's
still. I mean, come on. Okay, they paid for a quarter, pedantic motherfucker. Okay, still,
it's free money. Fuck, it's a no-brainer.
It is free money. It is free money.
You get to see like three story titties. I mean, that's awesome. I'm looking
three story.
Well, we already talked about it. It's they're releasing the last two of this season on IMAX, and people are going to go hands down.
Yeah, hands down, definitely.
Dressed
but they
up
should
as
do the piss off and shit.
Oh my god, are you serious? They're going to release the last two episodes
of game. We're on season 5, yeah.
That means we get to see The Wall on IMAX.
Yeah.
I just bought a ticket.
Wayne, do you like Game of Thrones?
I've always liked Game of Thrones.
He still doesn't know why he's on the show, dude.
That's you like Game of Thrones?
Oh, Wayne,
I've never seen it. Is it like that new? Is it like in a foresty thing? In it.
It's,
does he have TV where he lives, dude? Does all of Britain have TV? Or
no,
is it like certain areas?
Don't fucking give. Don't tar Britain with his brush. That's, no. He lives in fuckwit Britain.
Is he a fucking gypsy or what are they fucking called? The pikers? Is he a piker?
He's not a piker. Well, I don't even know what that is.
But I think he's implying I'm a pikey.
He's a gypsy.
Yeah, the Brad Pitt one there in Snatch.
Yeah, pikey.
He lives in trailer homes and dags. He got dags. They got dags.
He likes the dags.
But yes. Okay, Wayne, you've never seen it. Yes, they live in a foresty thing.
Well, then I was right. So why did everyone shit on it then?
They live in a foresty bit.
Shit on a turtle.
Hot chick taking the clothes off. Incest.
Dags.
Dags. Got a lot of dags in there.
Dags. All right. Got some movies coming out this week. First one, Kebo Trek's going to have a boner fest. Is Jupiter Ascending?
Have you been taught that the birthplace of the human race is Earth? But it's not.
Do you know what this will do to people when they find out the truth?
I don't think that most people would want to know the truth.
I do.
Your planet was seeded by Brass Axe Industries roughly 100,000 years ago.
It's one of the most powerful dynasties in the universe. There are three primary heirs. The oldest is Blem. He's the one that controls this planet and wants you dead.
I am telling you, I am nobody.
You are royalty.
What about the girl?
Still alive. Bring her to me.
The exact same genes reappear in the exact same order. It is what you call reincarnation.
Majesty's life is going to change, if she wants it to.
I'm still the same me. Right now, Balem owns the title to Earth. Once you claim it, the Earth will belong to you.
I will harvest that planet tomorrow before I let her take it from me.
Have you ever seen a harvest?
Never. But I've heard they feel no pain.
You should have told me the truth about why you wanted her.
That planet belongs to me.
Not anymore.
Your Majesty, I have more in common with a dog than I have with you.
I love dogs. I've always loved dogs.
She loves dags, starring...
She loves fucking dogs.
Love dags, fucking dags.
I'm sorry, if you were trying to sell that to me by playing that, you've fucking lost.
Okay. Let me try to sell this again.
The worst act ever.
Channing Tatum with Spock ears and Meg from Family Guy. Would you still go see it?
Got it wrong. It's Channing Tatum, sexy space elf.
Yes.
And Meg from Family Guy.
Yes.
Now, Meg from Family Guy, Mila Kunis, I would go and see the movie.
Mila, you fucking British cunt.
Yeah, seriously.
Again, Canadian, tomato, American,
tomato,
whatever. Potato. My language, remember. What language do you speak?
Aluminium.
Good. Motherfucker.
So, what the fuck is aluminium?
Thank you. Thank you, old school.
Wow. Learning
it's metal.
Before
it's
you
a
start.
Type of metal.
Dang.
It's a type of metal. There you go.
Wait, speaks up. It's a fucking metal.
It's a metal. But do I really want to go and see a movie about Jupiter, which stars Channing Tatum? Probably not. So, no, I'm definitely giving this one a miss.
All right, can I say something?
Please.
All right. When did Mila Kunis become a movie star?
Book of Eli.
Ted and Book of Eli.
Ted's when she became a superstar.
Have you said?
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Okay.
No. Is she in that one? Yeah, she's in that one.
I'm pretty sure Wayne doesn't know who Mila Kunis is.
She was in Forgetting Sarah Marshall. She was the barmaid that got her tits out.
Of course you've seen that movie. You probably love Jason Segel, don't you?
One movie you've seen.
I like Jason Segel, innit?
God. Yeah. Okay.
Tomato.
Thank you.
He also goes full frontal in that movie. That explains why Wayne
likes him. Yeah, that explains.
Lesbian scene in Black Swan. I win.
You do win. And then the other thing is that why is Channing Tatum doing a horrible British accent?
I don't know, Gov. Maybe he should ask that cunt from Mary Poppins. See what he thinks. You know what I mean, Governor?
You know what I mean, Governor? It's.
I mean, I don't get it. I don't hear the issue. I mean, like I said.
It was pretty fucking.
I can't say it in a straight face.
Wait, okay, hang on. Let me do Top Gear. Pretty fucking poor, mate. Pretty fucking poor. That's all I'm saying. Pretty fucking
aluminium tomato. Dags.
Dags. Fucking dags. Motherfucking.
Got any dags? I got dags.
It was pretty, dude. It was that was a pretty bad accent.
Is that
everybody like, else good accent? Done. His accent bad. Dags.
So anyway, this film's also got Sean Bean and Eddie Redmayne. In it. Eddie
if Sean Bean doesn't die in this, I'm going to be pissed off.
Die early. Well,
that was totally my other point. You know he's going to die.
It's great. Like near the end, he doesn't die, and then Tatum turns around, blows him away. He's like, I had to.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I know.
I'll tell you who Sean Bean is now to me. He's the guy that. Who was the black guy from Predator and Rocky? Sean Bean's the new him.
A fucking racist asshole.
How is that racist? I'm saying Sean Bean's the new him. He just fucking dies in every movie.
Who's the generic black guy?
Sean Bean's died in a lot fucking of movies.
Did you guys see the YouTube mashup of all the Sean Bean deaths?
Yes. Including the phones, which shocked me to death. All I'm saying is that British accent, not good. Mila Kunis, hot as fucking hell. Because they filmed this before she had her baby.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. I think the accent was fantastic. I still stand by my Dick Van Dyke thing. It was the best Cockney accent on film. I can't hear it. I mean, I hear Ant, I hear Dick Van Dyke. I don't hear a difference. I don't get it.
Yeah.
So I don't know why you're shitting on him.
Anyway, the guy I was talking about was Carl Weathers.
Yes.
Yes.
Sean Bean, he was in Rocky
Sean
as well.
Sean Bean is the new Carl Weathers.
The white Carl Weathers.
He was in like the most fucking famous movie of all time, Rocky.
I can't believe they're doing the new Rocky. That is actually one of the few films I own on DVD.
few films you own, period.
I own five. Ever... Rocky 1 yeah. to 5.
I got the title for this. Old School the Movies, Changing Wayne.
Wayne has watched movies.
Wait, no. Wayne has watched a movie.
A movie, yeah.
But yeah, anyway, back to point. If you think I'm going to see this movie, you got another fucking thing coming.
I want to see this. I'm going to see this on Friday after I talk to these two cunts.
Carp, yeah or nay?
Ever since Larry became Lana Wachowski, everything that he's done has been absolute shit, so I'm probably really doubtful on this.
God damn it, have you set? Carp, man.
Have you set?
Nah.
Wayne? I don't know if he hasn't seen a movie since Green Lantern, I guess.
Is that... What, that thing that you played about Jupiter or whatever?
Yes.
Yeah. probably not. No, I can't say I'm going to be rushing out.
He's playing FIFA.
I'm not playing FIFA.
He's playing with his dick if he's not playing FIFA.
Okay, well, while he's playing with his dick, let's play one more trailer for Seventh Son.
Signs of evil are everywhere. Now we have this beast. I thought you might protect us.
Did you miss me?
Our world is divided between light and dark. You are the seventh son of the seventh son.
What exactly do we do?
Since the beginning of time, we have protected mankind.
Teach me.
You think humanity is good? There is evil inside every one of them.
Everything I taught you.
Not very dialogue heavy, so you just gotta cut these.
Christ, can we have more fucking music on that?
I know, it's just like, usually, like, the Kevin Smith stuff ones were perfect. The Kevin Smith ones are perfect because they're all fucking dialogue.
How many dicks did you suck? Fucking 37?
37 dicks. Alright, so 37 Dicks presents Seventh Son. Starring Jeff Bridges, Julianne Moore, and a bunch of no-names. I've watched this trailer. I've seen it was sponsored by a bunch of stuff. Jon Snow's in it. I still don't know what the fuck this movie is. I think it suffers from an identity crisis. Apart from fucking the dude from Big Lebowski, I can't see because I don't know what the fuck this thing is.
If you haven't seen a trailer about this, you're not in America. Seriously, this thing is...
No, but that's what I'm saying. I've seen about five trailers. I still don't know what's going on.
Okay, so it's a dude that's the seventh son of a seventh son.
Is that why the film's called Seventh Son?
Of a seventh son who can battle demons or beasts or I don't know what spirits. The fuck this movie's about.
Some fucking dragon. That's what I'm saying.
So you're making it up as well. Brilliant.
It's the John Carter of 2015. It just, you can't explain it on in a trailer,
yeah.
And nobody's gonna fucking go see it because they don't know what they're seeing.
So who's in this movie?
The dude from Big Lebowski,
Jeff Bridges.
Yeah,
Bridges.
But the last film I saw Jeff Bridges in was R.I.P.D., which was with Ryan Reynolds, and it holy shit, that movie was horrible.
I knew that was going there. I don't know why. I just
so
another comic book movie that was ruined.
Yeah, that was a terrible fucking movie. Julianne Moore, did you say, as well?
Yep. Yeah, she is, yeah.
I have a little soft spot for Julianne Moore.
She blew Jeff Bridges during the movie, by the way.
Literally?
That was a figure.
But yeah, I don't watch Super Bowl fucking adverts, so I only heard what I've just heard, and to me it sounds like a bullshit, generic action sci-fi movie. So I'm out on this one, I'm afraid.
Carp?
I used to be a Dungeons & Dragons nerd back in the day, so probably either a Cheapy Tuesday or Netflix.
Wow. I did not put you as that. I would have put Will as that. I did not put you as that. Heavy set.
But it's got Jon Snow. Everybody loves Jon Snow.
Jon Snow.
It's got Jon Snow.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Jon, you know nothing, Jon Snow.
I was going to ask Wayne, but at this point, fuck it.
I was just amazed by, if you just play audio of trailers, how much they all sound.
What do you want
same.
Me to do? I don't fucking make the trailers. I have to cut it down. I know it's fucking, it's like, duh, 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 duh. Yeah, I'll go see it. It sounds
great. I know, I mean
great.
Like the old people talking just sound like Lord of the Rings. Like,
Frodo.
One ring.
What it is.
So that means Kat is going to go see it.
Yeah. I think you asked Heavy Set what he was going to do.
Bunch of movies walking.
Yeah, and I said no.
Okay.
No. Fuck no. Fuck hell no. I don't even know what the fuck. I'd rather blow myself than fucking watch this movie.
And on that note, let's get into feedback.
You never go ass to mouth.
You've never gone ass to mouth.
You never go ass to mouth.
I've never gone ass to mouth.
he's gone ass to mouth.
I think Kat has gone ass to mouth, and I think double A Andy Anderson's gone ass to mouth.
Definitely. With the nickel?
Yes.
That's my nickel.
that's racist.
We love you, double A. We love you.
Don't steal my gimmick.
Oh, so
I love double A. What are you talking about? He's the only one that fucking tweets me, man.
I know, for real.
Hey, I'll tweet you. I'll tweet you.
Actually, you know what? We had a lot of tweets. Mob Jockey, hashtag OSATM, another story you might be interested in. And
It's about the Netflix VPN. Yeah.
Another story I'd like to be interested in. What's the story? Oops, I forgot to read it.
Hey, it's been 2 weeks, man. Relax.
You've got like 3 weeks worth of fucking.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to catch up here. Yeah, the Netflix VPN, you know what? They're not going to stop it. You're going to put one roadblock, and fucking geeks who don't want to pay for shit will circumvent it with 15 different ways you can fucking get around it. So we've seen that with BitTorrent. We've seen that with Pirate Bay. It's back online.
Yep.
You can use XBMC or Kodi with a bunch of fucking plugins. Ice Films, big up Ice Films. So fucking there's like, if you want to steal your shit, fucking just Google how to steal shit and you'll fucking find it in 2 seconds.
Big Ballyhoo as well. Big Ballyhoo.
Yeah. Shout out for them as well. This comes from some guy, MC Vigilant.
Oh, I want to comment on this. Shut up, Ant.
Sounds like an asshole to me, but there you go.
Yeah, it's got some weird fucking accent. Hashtag OSATM, product placement in the movie. Yeah, he was for Space Jam, right? Were you the Space Jam?
What?
Was that somebody else? Well, which one did you send?
I posted a picture of, you said product placement in the movie, and I posted a picture of Marshmallow Man.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. All I have is embedded image permalink.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. I'm glad that worked.
It's the worst fuck.
No, but I do remember that. Yeah, Stay Puft. Marshmallow Man. Hey, can't be said. Stay Puft. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
There you go. Stay Puft, man.
He's a shit.
Yes.
Except when played by Melissa McCartney.
Yes. All one aside tweets, oh, shush, you guys love my talking during movies. No, we fucking don't. And stop dropping your entire bag of popcorn, you fucking douche.
Hey.
All one aside. Piper to DJ, OSATM. What to... Oh, I'm turning into Wayne here. What book to movie fiasco would you like to see redone?
I'm so glad I've become a verb. I'm doing a line.
I'm literally doing them.
I'm pretty sure old school wants... Gone Girl to be redone.
There we go with the fucking Gone Girl shit, man. Oh my god.
Heavyset, I'll back you up, my friend. That is an awesome movie.
You're just trolling me now.
No,
you're
I'm not.
Seriously,
that is
fucking
excellent,
trolling
excellent
me.
Excellent movie.
Excellent
you
movie.
You fucking
excellent
like
book.
That thing?
Yep.
It was good.
Weeks.
Are you a fucked up chick?
Is Neil Patrick Harris in that?
He is.
If comics are included, I'd say RIPD and Green Lantern.
And yes, I would concur with what that man just said.
The Dark Knight Returns would be my first one, if your comics are included. If not, I would like a book entitled Blood War.
Okay.
Which no one knows what I'm talking about.
No,
it's fine. Look it up.
Nope.
I know. I have some friends who are jonesing for this. It would be a horror flick, but it's called The Necroscope. And I have friends who are like, "Oh my god, it would be the best movie ever." So.
I would really like to see them redo Passion of the Christ.
Fuck you.
Fantastic.
With Star and Devil Vamp.
Yes.
Please. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, I would take a fucking AK-47.
I don't care.
You figure in the remake, he no-sells all the whip shots?
Absolutely no-sells.
He's just like fucking, he turns into fucking Magneto and starts flinging people everywhere. Oh, water in the wine, bitch! Water in the wine! Oh, credits!
God!
You just Hulk it out. Just like DDP tells you. Hulk it out.
Let's cut that.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
I would remake Green Lantern if comic books counted.
Which lantern? That, the black one and the white one?
All of them, fuck.
Anybody ever,
anything would fucking it was green and had a lantern in the fucking ring.
No, I believe he means the Hal Jordan or the one of the many other iterations of how many fucking Green Lanterns have been.
Just
in DC.
Redo it all. Redo it all. Have a brand new one.
All right, let me ask you something. What about if there was a Green Lantern, but it wasn't on Earth? Like if Ryan Reynolds' Green Lantern never existed, but it was on a total different, because you know there's like hundreds of millions of Green Lanterns in real life. Whoa.
Yeah, there's hundreds of millions of galaxies.
In real life?
Yeah.
They're all coming.
Touché, Heavy. Touché.
Well, I cut myself off first. Listen back, bitch. But in comic book continuity, there's like hundreds of millions of them. What if they just picked one and just went there, old school? What if we pick one of those? Would it have been a better Green Lantern?
Who's starring in it, though?
Ron Reynolds.
No. No. I got you. I got you. Go ahead.
I'd bring back Mark Strong as Sinestro for sure.
Yes. Great.
Chris Nolan could do a good Lantern. Chris Nolan could do no wrong. Every movie he's touched is fucking absolute awesomeness.
Weren't The Rock actually supposed to be the new Black Green Lantern in the Justice League one? There's a rumor.
Nolan was directing it, it would somehow work.
You think so?
Chris Nolan could do something with Rock. He turned Anne Hathaway into a sex symbol. And look, see her in Miserables. She looks like a man.
I think this is the problem with DC films.
Come on now. I'm a DC fan.
I know you are. The problem with DC films is they take themselves too seriously. So I think I think a person like Nathan Fillion would be a perfect Green.
Yes. Yes.
Literally never heard.
I don't hate that idea. I like that's okay.
I don't know who he is. Sorry.
Firefly, Bones.
Yeah.
Every Comic-Con.
Every Comic-Con you've ever imagined, ever.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
He actually voices Green Lantern in the Justice League cartoons.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, Carp.
How about John Hamm?
Good. That's another good one. I don't know if he has the funny bone for it, though.
Car-talk.
Respect.
Pretty much. Car-talk.
Okay, where are we at here? AA MASH season 1-5 coming to Netflix. Okay.
Yeah, thanks. Thank for that. You. Cheers, mate. Bye.
DRG watching Broken Arrow and laughing at the fact that Christian Slater was anything after gleaming the Cuban cuffs.
Shut up.
Wow. I actually saw that movie at the theater.
Travolta did a good bad guy in Broken Arrow.
Fantastic bad guy. The girl was very attractive.
DRG, just saw Warriors on Cinemax on Demand. Oh. Looking forward to watching this for the first time in a decade. I love revisiting shit like this, man.
Yeah.
DRG, nobody cares about the Warriors.
Oh, shut up, Devil Vamp.
That yeah, seriously. Devil Vamp, shut the fuck up.
I've literally got that. I'm looking at my DVD case, like my DVD stack right now. And that is still in its plastic case. I will watch that now.
What'd you say, Carp? What was it?
Warriors come out to play.
Hey, we're boring.
Nah, great movie.
Boring.
Yeah.
That's a lie. I just got a
tweet from Kev Botrek, and he said Devil Vamp is a bitch for saying that.
Definitely.
He doesn't have Twitter, but I'll take your word for it.
Hey, Kev Botrek, do you want to come on Cerebral Satire with me? You take Devil Vamp, and I'll take Kev Botrek, and we'll do a swapsie.
I'm down with that. It's going to be the most boring Cerebral Satire ever.
Get this fucking troll off the call. Cut him off.
What do you think about this? What do you think about this Kev Botrek?
That's exactly
what you put Kev Botrek on the show, I'll listen.
No, you won't.
Thank you. All right.
Double, I have to have you and Shrek on the same show one time, though, at least once.
Just bring it, son.
Yeah, I don't want to be on that one.
I know you don't. Please don't be on that one.
And I won't listen.
It's like having my missus on the fucking call. I can't have it.
Okay. What's the next tweet?
Double A, the Anderson, DRG, no, Gone Girl is better than Broken Arrow? What?
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 Well, easy, but...
Double A, man.
Dude, they had a mine in Broken Arrow.
I think he's trolling me. I think... Broken Arrow, I can't... What?
They had
Broken Arrow?
It was great. No, but he's saying Gone Girl's better.
Yeah, it is.
Wayne, Broken you like Broken Arrow? Shit.
It's Broken Arrow, a PS1 game, isn't it?
There you go.
Welcome to Cerebral Satire, everybody.
At the Vigilante, not a great fan of Kevin Smith. Clerks was great, but what have you done for me lately? Have you seen Red State?
Fuck you. Have you seen Red State?
I don't want to be surrounded by Kevin Smith fans saying how fucking good it is. I'm just not a great fan of him.
Chasing Amy.
Chasing Amy. I thought Dogma was okay. Clerks 2 was good. I didn't really like Clerks 1. Clerks 2 was great.
You didn't Clerks 1?
No, not really. It just weren't for me. It wasn't for me. I'm sorry. We can't.
You know what it is?
Same thing. Yeah.
He's British.
You know what it is? He likes a bunch of movies with people walking in it.
Yep.
Yeah, not for me. Jay and Silent Bob was one of the worst films I've ever seen.
You know what it is?
Kevin Smith movies are so great, the scripts were handed down by God herself.
Damn right.
Dude, you got to start listening to some of his podcasts. You'll get into them and you'll actually appreciate the movies more.
Man, you got to listen to Hollywood Babylon.
Is that why the start of the Kevin Smith perspective, you said that I weren't that into him?
Yep.
Yeah, I did. And I started listening to all his backstory and shit. And then going back.
With anyone.
No. You want to listen to something? Out of all beats all, Kevin Smith, tough shit. You want to listen,
that was really good.
Listen to fucking that book. Get it on Audacity or get it or fucking just go out and buy it. Whatever.
Audible.
Buy books.
Audible. Audacity fucking, is something different.
It will fucking inspire you to do anything.
It won't.
Yes, it will.
Just telling you, Matt. He gets the geek culture.
Which is absolutely fine. Which is each to their own. I'm just saying that's not really what he does is not really my thing. And I don't think that he's had great movies. I don't think you could look back at his backlog of movies and say that's a great body of work.
Yes, I can.
You really can. So you look back at the Coen brothers movies and what do you say? You look back at Quentin Tarantino movies. What do you say?
He compares himself after Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I cannot put Jay and Silent Bob in there with No Country for Old Men with the Coen brothers, and I can't put it in there with Inglourious Basterds.
That's two different kind of movies.
Thank you very much.
It's two Tarantino different kind of movies.
Every fucking Tarantino.
What I'm saying is they're not the sort of movies that I'd usually go and watch. If I want to watch comedy, I'll go see a stand-up.
But that, you know what? Have you checked out any of his live specials, though?
No, I have not. I haven't, to be honest.
Those are amazing.
I think you'd appreciate it more if you checked that out.
Kevin Smith live. Kevin Smith going to hell. Kevin Smith.
An evening with Kevin Smith.
I own all three of them.
Don't get it twisted. I'm not going to shit on him for no reason. I will definitely give him a chance. I'm just saying that the movies I've watched.
Yeah, give him a chance.
I've not been astounded by it. I've liked Dogma. I've liked Clerks. And the only other movie I watched was Jay and Silent Bob. And
Amy, because Chasing Amy is a little bit different. Like
I have watched Chasing Amy, and that's okay. But they're the only four I've watched.
You need to check out Red State. Yeah.
Yeah.
Red State.
Second Mary Mega Porno.
AA Andy Anderson. I rewatched the first ASM movie, the new Ninja Turtles movie. Took a lot from the plot from this movie. Did TMNT rip off Spider-Man? #OSATM.
Yes and no.
Yes.
I don't know about that.
Just Hollywood's generally like 80% of Hollywood has no real original ideas left. Recycled,
yeah. Let's do plagiarism again. Yay!
Let's remake the Ghostbusters heavy.
If it weren't for plagiarism, the millennials would never pass a class because of Wikipedia. That's it.
Very true statement.
If it makes one movie money the first time, it's going to make one movie money the second time.
Speaking of plagiarism, you've got to blame the people
that go and see the movies.
Yep.
When you see a Scary Movie 28, who do you blame? Do you blame the people making Scary Movie 28, or do you blame the fucking cretins going to watch Scary Movie for the 28th time?
I blame the cretins.
Blame the crowd, not the fucking people that make it. If the people that make it make money, they're going to make a fucking another one.
Paul Blart 2 is the fault of the American
public. Jesus Christ.
It's all on you fuckers,
man. I'm going
to
kill myself if that movie comes out.
It is out. No, it's coming out. It's done. I saw the trailer.
I blame everybody below the Carolinas.
I wept for the Americans. I wept for all of you.
Carp.
As long as they don't make Kazam 2.
Oh, Kazam 2's happening. Lego Kazam's happening.
Which reminds me, if you're going to do an honest trailer, do the Lego movie one they just came out with.
I would watch that.
Okay, I'll end on that. AA, fuck, I love, thank you. Apart from your Gone Girl tweet, I am a huge fan of AA. I just watched Muppets Most Wanted, and Christoph Waltz was great in that. Christoph Waltz is the greatest actor of the last 10 years.
I think this was a tweet after what I sent to him.
Yep.
I said that I'd just seen Zero Theorem.
which I own and still have not.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry, I missed that one. Yeah, yeah.
And I thought Christoph Waltz was good in it, but I just didn't get the movie whatsoever. I thought it was pretty bad of a movie. And then he posted that about, I saw Muppets Most Wanted, and he was great in it.
Did he play the same Nazi character? Because that would have been fucking great. He just starts offing the fucking Muppets, hunting them down and shit. Then he gets like asylum in the States.
Christoph Waltz, which we said in the last episode, episode 13 of Surreal Satire on the Children Topic.
I'm so sorry. I'm just going to plagiarize the entire fucking
show. I'd love to see Cap in the gas chamber. I really would.
It's the greatest actor of our generation.
Brian from Toons, if a samurai movie doesn't start with a harakiri, is it even a samurai movie? 13 Assassins? Harakiri. Okay.
A suicide? Self-suicide?
Honorable suicide.
Honorable. Thank you, Carp. Honorable suicide. Seven Samurai, my favorite samurai movie, starts with a fucking harakiri.
13 Assassins is a pretty fucking awesome movie.
Yes.
Yep.
Again, back up that man, Carp.
Yep.
Double A Andy Anderson, you guys are talking about movies with product placement. Check out Space Jam. Okay, apparently Nike Wheaties, Gatorade, Big Mac. Yeah, that's I remember Gatorade.
Yeah, but he wrote Hones instead of Heinz.
Fuck it.
I skipped that because I'm like, I don't know what the fuck a Hones is.
Or Hanes.
Hanes, yeah, he probably meant Hanes.
So I didn't even know that you guys got Heinz. I thought Heinz was just purely British, but
no, we got Heinz, dude.
Heinz ketchup? Yes.
Yeah, I thought it was British, but it's not.
I thought it was Canadian.
American, you cunt.
I thought it was Canadian.
It's fucking Heinz ketchup is a fucking American.
Fuck you, it's Canadian. I'm taking
it up right now.
It's from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, I'm afraid.
Thank you, Dutch bitches. Yeah, heavy.
Pittsburgh, really?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Well, I didn't put Pittsburgh on Heinz. Former presidential candidate John Kerry's wife is a part of the family that owns it.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, that actually does make sense.
Jesus.
Product placement, though, yeah.
What he was talking about is at the beginning of the movie, the character that plays his agent, like, lists every single endorsement that Michael Jordan has in, like, one line of, like...
Just don't try to hide it. Just fucking blatantly plug everything.
I think back then it was actually... Wasn't it Fruit of Balloon? No, it's Fruit of Balloon now, and back then it was Hanes.
It was Hones before.
Hanes.
I know, it's just reading his
yeah, he was... It. Yeah, it was Hanes, Gatorade, lace up your Nikes, and after the game we'll stop by McDonald's and get a Big Mac.
I mean, that was pretty much the Superman movie if you've seen the reboot. Like, the 3-minute focus on the Nikon camera and the fucking... Yeah. I just wanted to go to Sears for some reason after.
The 18 times they went to IHOP.
Superman fucking loves pancakes, dude. It's crazy.
Didn't Superman have, like, a blatant product placement with cigarettes? Like, the original, like, Superman or Superman 2.
The original one, nowadays, I think it's not allowed.
Not allowed now. I'm just saying, like, we're talking about product placement. I'm pretty certain that the original Superman had, like, Marlboros everywhere.
No joke, Flintstones had cigarettes in them. They had to edit them out.
Yep.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Hey, Wayne, what do you think about Superman? The movie.
I haven't seen it.
The new one was just ridiculous. How many times could you see someone thrown through a building? That's about it. That was the film. A building collapses and then they done it again.
It's like 18 minutes of building throws.
Yeah, he is Superman, right? You know that, right?
What one were you talking about?
All right, move on.
I'm good, thanks.
At Chris Bronson, John Wick loved it. Can definitely see a Hotel Continental spinoff, possibly a TV series.
Who's that? Chris what?
Bronson.
Fucking Chris Bronson. I love you. John Wick was fucking amazing.
Yeah. Well, the headshots were ridiculous. I saw it this weekend.
Oh, it was fucking... Tell Aunt Mountie.
Headshot. Literally, okay, this headshot. Is one of the scenes. Headshot. Elbow, leg, headshot. Leg, headshot.
Amazing. It was amazing.
Knuckle shuffle finish.
Who did you say?
Old school. Tell him old school. Tell him he has to watch this movie.
What movie?
John Wick. Reeves.
That was my pick of the week this week.
Oh, dude, oh, the yeah, guy gets fucking the, bullshit. Somebody steals, literally, okay. Somebody steals his car and shoots his dog.
No,
he kills 1,087 Russians.
He beats the fuck out of his dog.
The only problem I've got with the movie, and the only reason that might stop me watching the movie, is the fact that it stars Keanu fucking Reeves.
Dude, no joke. He actually brings it acting wise. I didn't get it.
Amazing. Yeah.
He had like an emotional scene. I'm like,
amazing.
What? Like, he went from like Neo Matrix to Bill and Ted to this.
And the soundtrack, Mountie, the soundtrack.
Oh, fuck. Just so awesome. Everything was good about this movie.
I said I'm going to give it a go. Move on.
Dude, no shaky cam. No shaky cam.
I'm giving it a go.
I'm still selling you on this. I know you said yes. I still want to sell you on this.
Oh, God. I do too.
I'm giving it a go. This is what Taken should have been.
Thank you, Matt. That's exactly what I said. It's exactly what I said this week.
It's not, but anyway.
Oh, it is.
If they could replace Liam Neeson with fucking Keanu Reeves and just put him in Taken, that's what I want to
say. Take my fucking money.
Done. How this did not make a couple hundred million makes no sense. No sense.
Anyway, fuck Keanu Reeves. What's the next tweet?
DRG, just finished Dirty Rotten Scoundrels with the wife. Some movies just stand the test of time.
Damn right. Awesome movie, that.
Hey, when I agree with DRG.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
Any other movies that hold up? I saw Who Framed Roger Rabbit holds up.
Yep.
Yes. What do you think?
I think the first trilogy of Star Wars actually holds up. That's just me, I guess.
I don't think it does.
I thought I was done the tweets. I literally forgot to scroll up. We have another page of full page of tweets. This is fucking – when are you starting your podcast?
We were supposed to start a half hour ago.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to try to breeze through these. Yeah, double vamp. I'm not a ginger. I am the evil twin all the fucking way. No one likes Kebo Trek. They don't even know his name. Tool. Suck it. Hashtag OSATM.
I think that explains it all. I think I'm good. I'm good with that.
Yeah, you know, nobody does know his name. No joke. Everybody who's brought up, who's that? Tech?
No.
Tech, yeah.
No one knows his name. Fuck Kebo Trek.
Oh, yeah, and you're right. Oh, yeah, fuck Kebo Trek.
There you go. I was waiting for you.
It's fantastic.
Pretty sure his name's Kevin.
Ryan Fenn, at the Mounty, hashtag OSATM. Hey, old school, catching up on the show. It's terrific. My buddies and I love it. Is there any news on next year's X-Men film?
I got some news on that. They're filming here in Montreal. They're casting extras right now, which I'm pretty tempted to do since I don't have a job.
Do it, man.
For all the women I know.
Professor X, Carp.
For all the women I know.
No.
C-Tate is going to be in town in Montreal.
Oh, fuck. Did you just get like a half a chub there?
C-Tate's for all the ladies. For all the lady chubs out there.
Or for Will.
All the
or for
Will. C. Tate's is going to be in town.
C. Tate's in Montreal. And for us men, Jennifer Lawrence yet again.
Jennifer Lawrence. My fat cheek Jennifer Lawrence. Is
in her blue Mystique outfit.
Why do people think she's fat, though? Seriously. She's it's her cheeks.
Chubby cheeks.
She's not actually fat. She's really good looking, but it's her cheeks. She got the chubby cheeks.
I don't think she's that hot.
You don't think so?
My personal opinion. No, I don't find her that attractive.
You like Veda Scott. Why wouldn't you find her attractive?
Yeah,
because it's personal preference.
I don't.
Getting all defensive there, Cockney boy.
Yeah, I don't have a type.
Dick Van Dyke.
I'm fucking defending my boy. I'm defending my fucking brother. Heavyset. It's his personal preference. If he likes Veda Scott, he likes fucking Veda Scott.
Didn't you call him a fat ginger trucker bastard?
Yeah, he's
like
a fat ginger cunt. But I'm not. I'm not denying the fact that I agree with him from time to time.
I love it. Fuck. Okay, Ryan Fenn, Jim Carrey retrospective anytime soon. I'd fucking do it.
No.
That would be fun.
I'm a huge fan of Carrey.
I'd say early Carrey retrospective.
Thank you.
No, but I mean, I like the progression of, like, obviously you got the stupid comedies, then he tried to get serious and, like, be an actual actor for 2 minutes.
Boo.
And then he fucking went back to the stupid comedies.
Boo.
Man on the Moon is great.
You just don't like him because he's Canadian.
I don't care what anybody says. I love the number 23.
Truman Show. That was a good fucking movie.
That was a good movie.
Thank you. We're going to do a retrospective. Fuck Double Vamp. Kebo Trek loves...
Fuck Kebo Trek.
And by our calculation, since it took us almost a year to do the Kevin Smith one, We should have it up by 2016.
By 2018, early.
So by okay, this is dead. Okay, good.
This is from Ant. I want to get this the 12 movie posters here.
I think everybody should go back to the beginning of this episode, and every time you hear the word cerebral satire, take a shot.
You'd be on your back.
What?
I think I didn't say it at all, but
I think you did.
I wasn't saying you said it.
Oh, really?
Really?
I fucking plug you guys all the time. I love that show.
He would love to plug you guys all the time.
Plug it like a cucumber.
Literally.
I wish you would come on the show.
When do you guys record? I'll fucking come on. I'll come.
Tuesdays at 4 p.m. EST.
I work and shit, but I'll do the... How about let's... No, I can't. No, fuck it. Do you do voicemails? Do you play voicemails?
Yes, we do.
We just started doing that this week.
Yep.
Done. I'm sending you voicemails.
Okay,
A Lord of the Rings should be called Little People Walk Around Talking Bollocks for 12 Hours.
Goddamn right.
Yes. Transformers, robots hitting each other.
Yep.
Harry Potter film, some wizards go to private school and get emotionally traumatized.
I disagree with that.
Taken. Liam Neeson punches people. Jaws, big fake shark is proper angry. Yeah.
Hey, that shark is proper scary.
Well, I mean, he's 70 scary. Or if you're a kid, like, you don't know effects and stuff, yeah.
You don't think he's scary now?
Not everybody scares like a little bitch like you do.
Evidently.
Oh. Sound of Music is Love Struck Nun singing Children Defeat Hitler.
I like that one.
Interstellar, Matthew McConaughey in space. Absolutely.
All right.
I'm trying to remember if he actually said that.
No, he didn't.
As you in space, like fifth dimension. All right. Credit.
You should have done credit.
Magic Mike, Channing Tatum takes his shirt off again or something. Absolutely. Karate Kid, a strange old man teaches a young boy to solve all his problems through physical violence. That is great. Grease, young woman needlessly degrades herself to be with complete arsehole.
Now, you know that's Canadian who created that because it's arsehole.
Arsehole, yeah, absolutely.
You're the one that I want.
I lose a guy in 10 days. Two people lie to each other for plot reasons for 10 days. E.T., suspicious alien hides from authorities, gets a small child to do his bidding. Oh, God, that's awesome. Thank you very much for tweeting that.
You're welcome.
Double A. Ted 2 official trailer. You guys see the trailer for that?
Yes.
How did I not play that and I played fucking 3 minutes of music for the other ones?
I don't know.
Should I play that one quick? Do we have time?
We do not have time.
Okay. Check out the trailer. It's very good. Blow through somebody's here. Kat, I'm super excited for the Ghostbusters remake. The trailer looks amazing.
Hey, what trailer?
What the fuck, dude? Maybe he's missed. Maybe he thinks it's Ghostbusters 2. Like, that's the newest like one coming out. Trailer?
Which, if it was Ghostbusters 2, I'd still be upset. So, hey.
Kinda doesn't know what a movie is.
And I get all excited for the show this week after Kevin Smith last week. And it's another fucking Kevin Smith one.
Yeah, we've discussed that.
I hear you, man. I respect you.
That's God always trying to tell you that he exists and to watch Kevin Smith movies.
All one aside, Carp hurt my soul when he said we'll be in our 40s. You know what? Here's the thing with that. Men age gracefully. Women do not age well. Double Vamp. I'm sorry I saw Exodus in the theater in 3D and Gravity and it rocked. OSATM. Is 3D movies a gimmick? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only good one was Avatar.
3D movies suck dick.
Good one was that. Yeah, absolutely. Cash grabs.
I am horrible. You've heard me very adamantly speak about how I fucking hate 3D movies.
Wayne, what do you think about 3D movies?
How did that question come about? Was that last week on Cerebral?
Yeah, we did. We talked about it on Cerebral.
Did you hear that? Did you hear what I said?
It's two shots.
Two shots, everyone.
Wayne, what do you think about 3D movies in the theater?
I went to Chelmsford once and I saw U2 live from Argentina in 3D.
How was it?
I didn't know Argentina had an R at the end of it.
But no, that was the only 3D thing I've seen where I could actually focus on the whole screen. And ever since then, you watch a film with 3D glasses on, it's just like bits of the screen's blurred. I don't know if it's because I wear...
There's actually people too who can't fucking do it. Yeah. Like they get fucked up.
No, yeah. You saying I'm fucked up?
No,
I'm not. No, no, dude, I'm not. Yeah. I mean, like you people literally like they watch it for 10 minutes and they have to leave the theater because yeah,
they get because they foam at the mouth and
yeah.
I get a headache after about 25 minutes. I'll get a fucking headache and I'll just like I can't do it.
I adjust super quickly and I don't see it after maybe like 10-20 minutes.
I'm with Carp. I don't see it either.
Well, that's you get like when you get like hypnotized by the movie. So you're either in front of a 2-inch screen or a fucking 400,000-inch screen, and you could still like after 10 minutes you even realize.
Yep, every time.
For me, the worst one I ever seen was Alice in Wonderland. That one like was the one that kind of made me sick. Other than that, like I figured, I've learned animated movies are the best for 3D movies because they actually fit it and they shouldn't like make you sick. Unless it's something with your own vision.
The last one I saw was Batman Begins. We went and saw it in the IMAX 3D. It was.
I saw Jackass 3D.
Batman Begins was in 3D.
That was my first movie I saw 3D on my TV.
Glasses and all that.
I was about to say. I'm like 3D movies weren't prevalent then.
Nope. I have a Samsung 3D active 3D TV. So I have to put on the powered glasses and all that good stuff. That was a
power glove.
Where did you steal that from, man?
I stole it from your mom.
Fair enough.
This comes from Heavy Set. Will Minions do better than Penguins? Yeah, yes. Done. Minions, yes. That thing has turned into a fucking its own beast, man. It's crazy.
I was talking about this with somebody, and what I think it is, Minions is capitalizing quick on the popularity. If the Penguins movie would have came out years ago, it might have actually been successful too, but then again, they're also building on the success of the TV show, so it's kind of watered down, but they've not done a Minions TV show. They've only done two movies in a relatively short amount of time, so throwing this out, their own movie, is smart right now.
But Heavy Set, Pharrell Williams didn't do a theme song for the Penguins movie.
Despicable Minions. He should.
All right, he should. He might do better.
Another ant joke that crashed.
I can't. Okay, we'll do one Daniel Parmit because, like, I know these guys need to get out of here. After the Bond versus Bourne question, who win a fight using the particular set of skills between Taken and the Equalizer?
It depends. If it's the first Taken, then the first Taken. If it's the next two, then Equalizer.
Equalizer, yeah, because Liam Neeson, like,
he's a cold hard son of a bitch.
I have a particular set of skills, but I have arthritis.
I have a particular set of shaky cam skills that makes it look like I can fight.
Can we just also say the Leland Neeson Super Bowl commercial was funny?
Yes. Clash of Clans was so good.
Okay, one with Daniel Parm at San Antonio, Texas. One for Mr. Old School here. You have to pick the future Mrs. Old School from either Gone Girl or Eat, Pray, Love, or Twilight.
Wow.
Twilight. I know the answer to this.
Wow.
The answer is very simple. None of them are Asian, so none of them.
God damn!
Okay, I either have to choose the female, like as a wife, I have to choose the chick from Gone Girl, the chick from Julia Roberts from Eat, Pray, Love, or Kristen Stewart from Twilight.
None of the above. Jerk off in your fucking hand. You'd be all right.
Yeah, if I had an option D, I just jerk off.
No,
and
option
yeah.
Option E is any of the guys from those movies.
I was just about to say that.
You go Team Edward, Team Jacob, Ben.
You know, fuck it. If I have to choose that, I'm the werewolf. I'll go bareback with the werewolf. Fuck it. Fuck it. That's my choice, Daniel Parmit.
Going bareback, son. Yeah.
Bareback with that wolf. All right. We got. Sorry, guys. I'm keeping you guys forever. All right. Plugs, final thoughts. Go, Heavy Set.
NFL Easy Picks is over, and I actually had two of the people on this show on the season finale. We obviously had Carp and Ant the Vigilante, because, of course, nobody else is here besides myself, and these two like football.
The real football, you mean?
I like football.
Real football.
I've got a season ticket for Ipswich.
Real football. No,
what?
No, not your fancy.
Ip what?
Not your fancy fairy card bullshit soccer. We're talking football. Anyway. Anything Goes, also back on the Trending Topics Network. It's been great to do some of those episodes. I know we have to work on episode, what am I on, four right now? Five. We got five coming out in a couple weeks because we had such a big response to the – we had 60 fucking questions for the last episode.
And there wasn't it all DRG?
Thank you. Thank you.
Pretty
thank
much.
You. Hey.
And, no, you had some good ones, and Shane hates you now. It's on the show.
I know he does.
Carp, go ahead. Sorry.
I'll just say that's pretty much it. Same old shit.
Stable Wars, are they still looking for new members, Cart?
Yeah, we're still looking for new members, and the newest season of Stable Wars will be starting as of Monday, going through till WrestleMania. So
WWE.
Also, there's always the forum games constantly going on, so come on by, play new fantasy sports, since the only fantasy sports left is wrestling. And as well, you can always follow me on Twitter at KillerCryptie.
Devil Vamp?
I am Devil Vamp on Devil Vamp at Twitter. I'm the only Devil Vamp on Twitter. Hashtag C-Satire, if you guys want to join us, please listen.
Yeah.
As in, we offend. We like.
If I didn't have that show, I'd have nothing to talk about on this show. So. Steal all your shit.
Yeah, we like to offend. We like to pretty much talk whatever we want to talk about, right, Ant?
Hey, Ant, what do you want to plug?
Kind of sounds like anything goes.
You can find me at MC Vigilante on the Twitter. You can also find me on the Trending Topics Network and DSJMP Networks.
Yeah.
Both Second Shift and Cerebral Satire. I'm the one on Cerebral Satire that don't troll everyone. So, I'm the decent one.
Yang to your yang.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I'd love to come on again because I'm the one that actually knows about movies, remember?
It's kind of cool. Yeah, you actually have something to say. It's great.
Yeah, so, thanks again. Thank you.
Fuck.
And Wayne, let's get your plugs.
I hope you all enjoyed the vast content I brought to the show. Thanks for having me on. If you want to talk movies with me, carry on any discussions from today that I've raised at Wayne the Baker.
The silent Bob of the show.
The greatest single co-host in the history.
Hashtag fuck Kevbo Trek. Hashtag it, guys.
Absolutely. So for everybody, this is Old School. Thank you very much for listening.
Based on a toy franchise with no story or defined characters, comes a feature-length commercial full of celebrities, cliches, and repetitive pop music. That's really sweet and heartfelt. Huh, didn't see that coming. The Lego Movie. Enter a world of unlimited Lego playsets, where characters from Star Wars, DC, Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, and Kazam all join together to save the world. But instead, we're stuck with this guy. Meet Emmett, a clueless suck-up who lives in a city full of mindless drones, complete with his own version of 2.5 men.
Where am I?
Watch him convince the world to follow instructions, work together, and sacrifice their personal goals for the greater good of stopping the evil president business. Wait, is this movie going to turn my kid into a communist? Laugh along at the mix of expert CGI and comically bad live action that covers up the horrific reality of what you're actually watching, like this cop killing his own parents, the destruction of an entire city full of people, the brutal beheading of one of the film's heroes, and the fact that this father and son have created a sentient universe in their basement that they can destroy at any time. And don't tell me in the comments that it's just make-believe, because that Lego dude totally moves on his own. So strap in for this crowd pleaser that didn't even crack the Academy's top 5 animated films, losing out to things no one saw like Song of the Sea and the tale of the tiny hand princess? But was so successful and beloved, your kids still can't stop singing the movie's hit song. So get ready, because we're about to get this one stuck in your head again. Everything's a product. This is all a ploy for such as more and more. A pricey plastic products at your mom's Lego store.
3, 2, 1. Have you seen this film? Of course you saw it. This one film determined our profit. The tale for the number one toy brand. Even got people going into the Legoland. So many products are part of that product. We don't own Batman, but our product. Lego Batman, that's our product. Lego Batman movie, parts our product.
Everything's a product. We're licensed intellectual property.
Starring
Trash Chomper, Bad Cop Car Chase, The Flying Flusher, Bad Cops Pursuit, Super Secret Police Dropship, Benny Spaceship Spaceship Spaceship, Super Cycle Chase, Castle Cavalry, Rescue Reinforcements, Cloud Cuckoo Palace, The Peace of Resistance, and Emmett's Constructamech. Also starring Metalbeard Sea Cow, Metalbeard's Duel, Creative Ambush, Double Decker Couch, Melting Room, Getaway Glider, Lord Business's Evil Lair, Ice Cream Machine, and Where Are My Pants Guy minifigure. The Lego Commercial. Man, I kind of feel like buying some Legos right now. How about you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.